94.7 The Pulse, it's all about the rock and stuff. That was Puss with Up Your Poop.
Oh, I don't really want to know about anything that goes up your poop. It's a good song, though.
Yes, and Puss, of course, are from San Francisco, California, over there in the United States of America. We are now joined by a bit of a link-up with the help of the World Wide Web by the bass player and singer from Puss, Squarehead Blockhead. How you going, Squarehead?
How you going, Squarey?
How's it going, mate?
I am great, man. I am ready to kick some ass. I am ready to ream your audience.
So what's the weather banging up like your way?
We've been freezing our balls off over here. It's cold and wet.
Been bloody pissing down here lately. So how did you guys form your band Puss?
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and eventually man. In time, he felt it was all too good, and wanted to create balance between purity and perversity. He then created slime, lust, waste, and then finally pus, and it was good. Pus was the very essence of all that was sickly and disgusting in the world, but still a source of great humor as well. It soon became a way of life, and what better way of life than spreading the word through the art of sound and music.
Oh, okay then, cool. So, how long have you guys been together for anyway? Yeah, when did you first start?
We've been together since the beginning of time. Since before the first load of jism squirted from a young man.
So, can you tell us a little bit of shit about the band?
Puss is a combination of world-dominating, stenching powers brought forth from Bud, the master skin-beater, and the sickly ideas and bodily discharges of Squarehead Blockhead, and the oil-spewing, skinhead vocal powers of Anaconda Johnson, and finally with the intricate bung-fingering of Demon Troll on his axe, will prove to be an unstoppable force bent on world domination, defecation, strangulation, self-pleasurization, constipation, and pustulization.
So how many members are in this band called Puss?
Well, there are 5 of us if you count the blow-up doll.
I'd say, yeah, you got an extra member, the blow-up doll. Bet you she takes a bit of hot air. But anyway, what inspires you to write the songs that yous do with the lyrics that yous make?
I would have to say first, sticking my dick in all the little tight holes around this planet would be my main motivation. Fucking and sucking and licking and sticking and fucking anything that moves is my motivation for writing these songs. And of course, taking a crap doesn't hurt either, because that has to be done too. So Puss is kind of a basic reflection of life.
Now I want to ask you boys a serious question. What is your view on censorship in the music industry?
It's basically a bunch of crap. When a bunch of old people who don't even like our music are put in position to control what is allowed to be sold to certain age groups of people.
Do you think the new wave of hardcore and metal music is worthy of its roots?
I've heard maybe 2 or 3 good bands in the past 10 to 15 years. I can't say the current genre of metal is not what it used to be, and it's sad. But that's why Puss is here.
So does Puss get its fair share of prostitutes, or what?
Because if you do, send some my way.
Yeah, and my way.
I'll be right, thanks.
Puss gets its share of prostitutes, all right. Hookers, whores, sluts. Puss likes sluts. Puss likes sluts a lot. Whores with big bouncing boobies, jiggling butt cheeks, and tight little cracks. It makes us very happy to be in the midst of flesh. Lots of flesh.
So, is there any Puss videos out there?
Yes, Boss has video. There's a couple actual music videos available, and there's also a couple pornographic videos available.
So what's the metal scene like down there where you guys play?
It never really went away. It's always been here.
Do you receive much airplay on radio anywhere else in the world?
Boss has been played on local college stations and also within mp3.com, within their metal section. There are many stations that are actually playing Puss on a regular basis.
So what sort of places do you guys perform in anyway?
We like to play in the places that have drunken young girlies running around with their tits out. Drunken young girlies with their tits out.
And can you tell us a bit about the album Love Stain?
Love Stain.
The album Love Stain. It has everything from porno metal to punk metal to punk rock to heavy metal to... We have a blues song and ending up in speed metal, and it's just... You would think there's 10 different bands on this album. It's the album to end all albums. It's actually the best album that I've ever heard. I love this album.
So what would you say some of your favorite bands are?
Well, besides Puss, I like most of the metal bands from the 80s, including the Mentors, of course. Maybe even the Meatmen, who were kind of punk. And anything with sick lyrics and killer riffs and killer drum beats gets my juices flowing.
Yeah, some of them bands are pretty cool. Yeah, I don't mind them myself.
Is there any way your songs can be purchased here in Australia?
You can buy Puss on the internet at www.blacklungproductions.com. And just find the link for Puss within the website.
You can also go to mp3.com, and if you look up P-U-S underscore, you'll find Puss.
And now it's time to go to the Church of Puss for the Gospel of the Snot.
The time has come to embark on the mission of destiny, envisioned in the hallucinogenic writings of the cum-stained walls within the dungeons of slave flesh, moving toward the total enlightenment of the world as we know it, fulfilling the prophecy of penetrating the sweaty holes of the masses and reuniting the world through volatile gases. Also, be aware, Puss has entered the studio yet for another round of recording.
Yeah, we've been speaking to Squarehead Blockhead, the bass player and singer from the band Puss. Yes, all the way from over there in San Francisco over in the States. And we had a bit of a favourite song of ours coming up now.
Scroll, scrotum bouncing on your forehead. Scrotum bouncing on your chin.
Wonder if DBS and them scrotums on that blow up doll.
No, they couldn't bounce their scrotums off nothing. Scrotums don't bounce. And if they actually tried, they'd find a tremendous pain, because after I heard their song, I actually went and tried it. So thanks to Puss, I've got two big dirty bruises on the bottom of each sack.
Oh, yuck. Oh, that's painful.
So don't try what Puss tell you to do at home, ladies and gentlemen. Don't listen to Eminem when he tells you what to do at home, and especially Ozzy Osbourne, because then you'll probably kill yourself. From Mick with the blue bashed up nuts...
And me, Tills, with the sweaty scrotum.
And me, Ivan, with the...
Up your poop.
Itchy balls.
Itchy balls.
Yes, we're out of here. Thanks for coming on the show, eh?
Coming? I haven't come yet. Do I get to come? Do I get a blowjob?
Okay, yeah, maybe on your next visit. We'll let you have it, folks. Puss. And they're out of here, so he's bouncing scrotums.
Oh yeah, you're listening to It's All About the Rock on 94.7 The Pulse.
And stuff.